There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Oh, we're so glad you're with us live from New York every single Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen Baldwin, the Baldwin brother. He's been a little bit of an absent streak here, but it's because he's been making movies, which is his day job, and we don't begrudge him that. Kevin McCullough is my name, holding the fort down, and you filling the role of the other person here. 888-340-3373, and great conversation thus far. We're talking about why Franklin Graham has come under attack. Franklin Graham being the head of two organizations that are pretty legendary, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, named after his father, the Dr. Billy Graham, but also as the head of the Samaritan's Purse, which is the instant relief organization that goes anywhere in the world, wherever there is crisis, wherever there is trouble, founds orphanages, it rescues people out of slavery and trafficking, it helps AIDS babies in Africa every year. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that they're doing. And as the head of those two organizations, he's become rather well known. And he has come under attack because this last week he said simply, hey, it's going to do more to reduce violence in these dangerous shootings if we teach our kids to obey police. And then he said, Mr. President, Let's encourage the nation to teach this in the home. And it's like the left had a cow because he said it. They've called him racist. They've said he's oblivious to racial sensitivities. He has biases that he's unaware of and that he's ignorant about the inequality of races. He didn't mention race. He said, let's all do this. And by the way, friends, I thought that's what real, fair, just society did, is it didn't look at color. In fact, it said, we will not look at color. Now people want to say, oh, no, you've got to look at color. I don't get the rationale for that. In a truly just society, you want everyone treated exactly the same, exactly equally. So that's what Franklin Graham did. He's being called a racist as a result. Your thoughts on this? Line 1, George, Long Island, listening to AM 970, 888-340-3373 if you want to join in, 888-340-3373. George, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Good evening, Mr. McCullough. Two comments to support Mr. Graham, and then I have a humorous question for you.
Okay.
Okay. First, we got to stop drinking the liberal Kool-Aid. As an example, the people in power... Obama at his Cleveland town hall made a comment about a disproportionate number of arrests and summonses to black people in Ferguson. Well, does anybody realize that the population of Ferguson is 75% black?
Which means on a normal day, you're probably going to have 75% of the arrest minimum being black people.
Thank you. Second point, as far as Michael Brown is concerned, and this supports Mr. Graham, if he spent more time developing a sense of worth and a sense of self-esteem, he wouldn't be glamorizing the thug gangster wannabe. But that's all he was.
Yeah. Well, and his actions brought about his premature death, and that's very sad. George, yeah. Thanks for the thoughts. Very good stuff.
Okay,
you wanted to add one thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, one more thing. In your opinion, what does LGBT stand for?
Most
people think it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, correct?
Right.
Okay, no. It should mean, let's get back traditions.
You put a smile on the staff's face, George. That's hard to do. Thank you for the call. You have yourself a great weekend. All right, 888-340-3373. Is it racist to teach our kids to obey the police? Is that racist? Does that betray, and it doesn't matter what race you are. I want to know your thoughts on it. If you're African-American, if you're Latino, if you're Korean, if you're Asian, if you're Jewish, if you're Chinese, if you're Polish, I don't care. I want to know, is it racist to teach your children to, as a knee-jerk reaction, if you're going to teach them to have knee-jerk reactions, is it bad to teach them to obey the police? Is that dangerous for them? Is that bad for society? Is it bad for them? 888-340-3373. Line 2, Tony calling from Augusta, Georgia, listening to AM 1230 there in Augusta. Hey, Tony, welcome.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing.
As an African-American, I'm going to tell you something. One thing about what Franklin Graham does, it'll be here to as a memorial for him, even after all us and them liberal liars are dead and gone.
Explain what you mean. Explain what you mean.
What I'm saying is that the noble things that Franklin Graham does for the country, for the people, it'll be here if we still have a history after this administration. It'll still be here as a memorial to them and his family and his dad, even after these knuckleheads are dead and gone. And they won't have anything except for these dog memories that they're creating right now. And they're not going to last long, because a lot of what they say, when you step away from it and take time out and think about it, it just falls to the ground and don't mean nothing. When you put a real deep meaning to it, it has no volume to it whatsoever. But when you think about what Graham does, it lasts and it goes for on and on and on. And as for this president, he's going to be a history, too, because he won't have much to put up in his library. I mean, can you think of anything? He sit there and spend half the time not taking any responsibility. Now he create a lot of it this year. You know, like what his first chief of staff said, Rahm Emanuel said, having to be able to take advantage of crises.
Yep.
He forgot to add, even if you create them, okay? Mind you, as an African-American, I choose not to be bewitched by these humans, okay? Because I know how each and every one of them, I've watched them like a hawk from the time even I can speak about any subject, from the Egyptians with why he don't like Sisi, he wanted Morsi, all the way down to the where the kid got killed down there, Brian Terry from the border crisis,
right,
all the way over till he sit there with Chris Stephen, the Navy SEALs, and his aide as they came back through Dover, standing right next to the casket, knowing that these people got killed. Oh, it was a video. Yeah, right. All the way up to the crisis when it comes down to Miss Lerner and the IRS, as well as this healthcare mess, and then all the way over to Iran with what's going on with the Mullins, and then to think that he can sit there and treat Netanyahu, our staunch
supporter, ally, yeah,
supporter, exactly, ally, exactly. You think God gonna sit there and allow a human like this to come along and sit there and create such a dark history for a nation that have stood by these people? You got to be smoking crack, coke, and meth at the same time. And maybe they are.
Tony, I like you,
I'm
man.
Just keeping it real.
You're keeping it very real. But let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm doing what Al Sharpton won't do, and that's his logo.
Well, that's true. That's true. But when you talk like this in the community, what do you get in trouble?
Of course. Because here's the thing. Because these humans, and I'm talking my own black folks, they're sitting there, they haven't taken time out to make sure that they understand methodically what our government is doing.
Right.
It doesn't matter who's running the country. You see what I'm saying? When you got a poorly educated populace, you see what you get.
Yep.
Because Reagan spoke it well. You know when he spoke in reference to about the government not being the solution. The government is the problem, and
right,
we are definitely finding out. It looks like everything that we're dealing with now, Hollywood done played some piece of it throughout our lifetime.
Yeah.
Now it's manifesting itself in its DNA. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners, they can identify with what I'm saying. Because like I said, this black American here in Augusta, Georgia, I choose not to be ignorant to what I know.
All right, Tony, please call back. Appreciate you listening, and
thanks
for being there. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and 888-340-3373. My question is simple. Franklin Graham said this week, we'd have less police shootings if people obeyed the police more. It doesn't seem like rocket science to me, but it seems grossly offensive to some. The liberal left is attacking Franklin Graham. They want him excoriated. They want him tarred, feathered. They want him defrocked. They want him. They'd put him under if they could. For saying something as simple as there'd be fewer police shootings if we'd obey the police more. Do you agree? Is it racist to say? Because that's what he's being accused of being a racially insensitive, racially biased, oblivious to the racial inequalities, because if he really was aware of them, he wouldn't say there'd be less police shootings if people obeyed the police more. I'm curious as your thoughts. 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. When we come back, we're going to go to Stanhope, New Jersey, and Queens, New York, and we have room for your call as well. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. By the way, I'm headed to Israel October the 24th through November 3rd, and if you would like to go with me, we have a great great Bible teacher that's going with us. His name is Dr. Alistair Begg. He's learned in the life of Jesus, and we'll be doing different talks in different places along the way. But we're going to see Galilee, we're going to see Jerusalem, we're going to see the Negev, we're going to go to the Dead Sea. We're going to see it all, and it'll be great. And I hope that you would check it out with us. If you go online to kmcisrael.com, kmcisrael.com, you can see the entire itinerary and just how cool it is. But I would encourage you to do that, and then come join us October 24th through November the 3rd. It will be a great time to be together, and with Dr. Alistair Begg there, it's just going to make it even all that much more fun. We took this trip last year. We had about 20 people that went, and they came back friends. You'll change your life will change for a bazillion ways, and I would encourage you to come October 24th through November 3rd, kmcisrael.com. Okay, let's go back to the phones because we're asking the question, is telling our kids, teaching our kids to obey the police, as Franklin Graham has encouraged us to do, he said, parents, teach your kids to respect and obey authority. He's even asked President Obama, President Obama, tell the nation that we should teach our kids to respect and obey authority. Is that racist? Is it racist to teach your kids? Because some people are saying that Franklin Graham is a racist because he said this. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Andrew is in Stanhope, New Jersey. Hi, Andrew. Welcome. Thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Thanks for having me. You have two back-to-back callers that will be outstanding. Hopefully, I'll be just as good as the last person. I want to say it's the opposite of racist. If one is racist, then you would do the opposite. You would keep quiet and you would not try to help. Franklin Graham, he's trying to help not only blacks, but all people. And I wanted to say about my unique background, but first let me say that a liberal, leftist, ideologue, Democrat that is not racist does more harm to the inner cities and the black community than an actual, real white racist, because they take fathers out of the homes by getting people hooked on their government policies and on the welfare. Yeah. And I'm a Caucasian, but I lived in South Orange, New Jersey, right next to Newark, New Jersey, amongst more affluent African Americans. But right next to Newark, I got to see the damage that the liberals did to the inner cities and the families. Mm. I saw literally 30-year-old grandmothers, 15-year-old mothers, four generations on welfare. So the damage that the liberals did is much more damage than an actual real racist could do. And I care. That's why I speak out, just like the Reverend speaks out. And often I would speak with Geraldo Rivera on his show, and he and I both agreed and collaborated how much damage that the leftist Democrats did to the Latino community, the black community. And I would challenge any of those liberals, go into any college, show me one Jewish girl toting around a baby. Show me one Asian girl. So when you have 73% out of wedlock, of course, you're going to have more blacks committing crimes, more blacks being locked up.
Andrew, to address that point, and thank you for the call. Great call, by the way. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. In addition to that, these guys that are criticizing Graham, that are going on this rampage saying that he is disconnected from reality, that he doesn't understand the plight of different races, that you can't make a universal statement about obeying police and expect it to be something that is widely accepted. The odd thing about that is that Jim Wallace and some of these other guys have never raised a finger to help another person of another color in this country or in other places. And to label Franklin Graham a racist is to ignore the fact that he spends much of his year raising money for and helping African AIDS babies on the African continent when the rest of the world couldn't care less about what happens to them. Nobody gives a rat's tuchus about what happens to the AIDS babies in Africa, but Franklin Graham's there, holding the kids, feeding them, doing what he can to help, bringing Samaritan's Purse and all the resources that they can give to these homes that raise these babies. To say that Franklin Graham is a racist is to ignore the fact that he's actively, Samaritan's Purse and he are actively involved in South Sudan trying to liberate Christian women that have been enslaved by Northern Sudanese Muslim men and have been trafficked for their purposes, for their sexual purposes. That I don't see Jim Wallace saying boo about. I don't see anybody on the left. I don't see John.
I'm John Kerry, and I couldn't care less about the South Sudanese Christian women.
I don't see anybody on the left that's doing that, but Samaritan's Purse is there. Franklin Graham is there. And here's something else, Jim Wallace, you dodo brain. Samaritan's Purse and Billy Graham Association sent dozens of chaplains into Ferguson, into Staten Island, into some of the other hot spots in recent years, not for a day or two, not for a couple of days, not for a week. They gave them 6 weeks to 6 months to be there, to hold people's hands, to walk them through whatever recovery was necessary to help those communities get back to dozens per location that they're absorbing the cost on, that they're sustaining. You sit here and tell me that he's a racist and he's trying to help people of every stripe and color at every turn that you see. How is that even possible? Because he says it's good to teach our kids to obey police. And what's sad is a lot of these liberals that are saying this claim to be people of faith themselves. They claim to be enlightened Christians that aren't as narrow-minded and bigoted as what they perceive Franklin Graham is. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. George is calling from Queens. Hi, George. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Yeah, the thing is that it is not racist for Franklin Graham to make the statement that he made. However, whenever there is a conflagration between or contact between blacks and police officers, even when the black person is unarmed, the black man is unarmed, he always seems to end up dead. Couldn't there be a policy where they don't shoot to kill, like
George,
shoot him in the leg or
something? Let me ask you a question about that, because it's interesting you brought that up. What do you imagine the statistics to be in 2015 about police on unarmed black men, mortality rates and shootings in general? Do you perceive them to be higher than historic levels, lower than historic levels, somewhere in the middle? Where do you think we are right now with that?
I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. You know what? We're at record lows. Record lows, which means, thanks for the call, which means that what has happened here is that one or two cases have been turned into these huge mega asteroids of media attention. And the truth is that police shooting unarmed black men and people dying and mortality and all this stuff, and it's all at relatively historic low levels. Coming right back. Baldwin McCullough Live. Your call is 888-340-3373.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough tonight, live from New York. We're always glad to have you with us. And an interesting discussion tonight because Franklin Graham has come under attack by a number of people saying, and he didn't address any certain race of people. He didn't address any certain subset of people. He just said, hey, let's teach our kids to obey authority, police in particular. And then he said, Mr. President, it would help if you said this to our nation, that we should obey authority, that we should listen when lawful authority tells us to do something, and it's lawful. It's not immoral. It's not something that violates our conscience or being abusive. If it's lawful, then let's teach them to do that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phones. Frank is calling from Des Moines, Iowa. Hey, Frank, listening to The Truth, 99.3 FM.
Hey,
how are you?
Thanks. First thing, I'm trying to deal with the indigestion I get when I hear Christian and liberal mentioned in the same conversation. But apparently Jim Wallace missed Bible class today. They discussed Jesus submitting to the authority of Pilate. Christ told Pilate that he would have no authority over him if God hadn't given it to him. And Christ himself submitted himself to an unjust death penalty.
Right.
So why would it be racist to submit to authority?
Well, and you have to ask the question, how far are we willing to take that? If Jesus says to submit to even unjust authority, then was Jesus himself racist?
Well, some people think that God's anti-government. I mean, I pledge allegiance to two things, God and government. Until the day that government tries to interfere with my worship with God, then, government's going to lose. But until that point, Christ says submit to authority.
Yep. Now, it's pretty clear, Frank. I don't get it. But here's the thing, and you're probably more familiar with Jim Wallace than maybe a lot of people that are listening, but there's this whole side of evangelicalism that has adopted these very they've thrown out the text. They don't think the text of Scripture matters. They've adopted basically this feel-good theological position that never seems to be consistent with anything. It's always at odds with something else that they believe. But they want to literally drain the blood from Franklin Graham's corpse. I mean, they are so after him right now. They've issued this open letter. They're trying to get people from all over the country to sign it. They're claiming they're going to have, a 500,000 people, calling for his head before it's all over. I can understand why your blood might be boiling when you hear such things.
Well, they're preaching feel-good, candy-coated poison is basically what they're preaching because, they're trying to get around the fact that they are held accountable for choices and decisions and sin. And so if they throw out the fact that you're black, well, then you're not responsible for nothing. You see, they're trying to take the responsibility away from choices and sin. And God wants us to uphold the law as Christians and preach the law and the prophets from the pulpit. And these people that's preaching these feel-good sermons, they're looking at the cost, they're looking at their benefit and cost analysis of the butts in the pews, I guess. And they don't, they don't want to offend anybody. So they're inviting whoever to sit in the pulpit, and it's just becoming candy-coated dribble.
Yeah, no, it is. Frank, good call. Thank you. Let's go to line one. Danny is calling from Tampa, watching on Biz TV. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Kevin. Tonight I'm in rare agreement with you and with Gino and with Franklin Graham. I just disagree with your political differences, but basically he is correct. It is not racist to obey police. Matter of fact, it's a smart thing to do. If there's anybody more anti-authority than me, I was born a rebel. I've been in trouble with teachers, my mom. I've been battling authority all my life. And I always fight authority, and authority always wins, And like the song says. And so basically, there have been a couple of unfortunate incidents, the Garner case being the worst, in my opinion, and all that. But I have a lifelong conservative friend of mine, and he says, you know what, you can disobey the authority, you can disrespect the police, but you know what's going to happen when you try something with them? Bad things are going to happen. One thing is you may be dead, and the other thing is you may escalate into a situation where you're going to be hurt.
Well, and I'm thinking that all that Franklin Graham is trying to do is to de-escalate what could be hyperly escalated situations. And
yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. And the left has gone. I've talked to you once or twice before. I'm very left, and so bad and all that. But I mean, the truth is the truth. Believe me, I got my head beat in a couple of times, and it didn't feel good back.
You fought the law, and the law won. That's the long and the short of it.
The law won. I got one quick thing here. I saw your show yesterday during the day, but I've got to ask you something. You told this guy from Texas that there were more people died from hammers than from,
police shooting unarmed people. Yes, that's true. In the last 12 months. Yep.
I know about maybe 10 or 12 incidents with or more than
that's
that.
That's crazy. Thanks, Danny. We got to run. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Live from New York, it's Baldo McCullough. Every Saturday night, we're always glad to have you with us. And we're glad that spring is finally rolling around. And grateful that you can be with us this week. 888-340-3373. The question we're asking, is it racist to teach your kids to obey the police? Is it racist to say that you should teach your kids to obey the police? Is it racist to think, well, if more kids obeyed the police, we wouldn't have these premature deaths? Franklin Graham said something very similar to that, and now he's being pegged as this uber out of touch right wing zealot that every name in the book's being thrown. Someone logged onto his Facebook page and said, "When'd you attend your last Klan meeting, Franklin?" Franklin Graham, the son of Dr. Billy Graham. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts on that. Hey, I also want to know, I want you to know about something else. I've told you about this for the last several months, but last April, a year ago next week, I started using the MyPillow, and every night I've used it, every night since I got it, minus four nights this last year. Those four nights, I was on the road, I didn't take it with me, I tossed and turned like you wouldn't believe, but every night aside from those four nights in the last year, I've slept on the MyPillow, and every night for the last year, I have gotten REM cycle sleep with MyPillow. Now, here's how it works. The MyPillow is designed to relax your cervical nerves. Those are the nerves that keep the muscles around your neck and shoulders and upper body tense. It allows you to do what you need to do to be strong. But at night, to get into your deepest sense of sleep, you want those nerves to relax. You want those muscles to relax so that the blood flow between your brain and your organs can recirculate, so that your body can heal, do the healing and the repair work it needs to do while you sleep, so that you can wake up fresh and ready to go. The MyPillow will guarantee that you get that sleep, or you turn it back 60 days, no questions asked, and they'll pay every dime back to you. By the way, if you use my promo code KMC, they're going to give you the MyPillow at 50% of the listed price. MyPillow.com. Start getting the REM cycle sleep that you need, like I've gotten for the last year, every night of the last year except for four nights. Those were the four nights I didn't have it with me. 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Get 50% off everything in your shopping cart. Or if you want to go online and look at them online, you can do that as well. Just go to MyPillow.com. Use my same promo code, KMC. They're going to give you 50% off everything in the shopping cart. Now, this next week, I go to Chicago, because Stephen and I are working as a part of this stage production that we're doing next week called Heaven, How I Got Here. It's all around Holy Week. I'm taking the MyPillow with me. I'm taking it with me, and I will make sure that I don't leave home without it. I don't anymore. By the way, they have travel pillows, too. They work really well. Anyway, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, get 50% off. Okay, so is it racist to say obey the police? Obey the police, less police violence. Pam in Pennsylvania watching on Biz TV. Hi, Pam. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi. I would like to back up a little bit as far as respecting or obeying the police.
Sure.
I'd like to go back a little further than that. I'm a retired teacher from the Philadelphia public school system, and I know a little bit about dealing with children who lack respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if these children are not taught in the home to respect authority figures, going back to elementary school, how in the world do you expect them to then leave high school and encounter the police and respect the police when they haven't respected others all the way along the line? For example, I'm looking at Michael Brown, and I really wanted to know what happened there before I made a decision. So I went online, and there was a preliminary police report there that described the confrontation that he had with Darren Wilson, the officer.
Right.
What it said there, and, you know, I don't know, I wasn't there, but what the police report said was that after Michael Brown had robbed the convenience store, so he was on a rampage that day to buck authority, he then was walking down the middle of a street.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were obstructing, he and a friend, and they were obstructing traffic when Darren Wilson asked him to please get out of the street, and then there was an encounter between Michael Brown and Darren Wilson. Apparently, Michael Brown, according to Darren Wilson, came over to the police car and pushed the door so that he could not get out of his car.
And tried to grab his gun.
Yes, and then the gun, I think, went off, and
yep.
Michael Brown took off. Darren Wilson ran after him. Well, if you just look at that, if that's exactly what happened, or something close to it, looking at Michael Brown, he was out to buck authority that day, no matter who it was. So my question to you, and I wish that you would float this question one night, would be, I would be more wanting to hold Michael Brown's parents responsible for raising a child who had that little respect for any kind of authority. And if you go back to his school records, and I don't know this for certain, but I would be willing to think that it was very spotty in school as well. So you can't just expect, you know, kids to just respect the police and nobody else. It starts way back before that.
And you're exactly right, and thanks for the call. Great call, and it is exactly what Franklin Graham said. Parents, teach your kids to respect authority. Parents, teach your kids to do that. Doing that will save their life. Doing that would have saved Michael Brown's life. And, Pam, let me answer your question a little bit on Michael Brown's parents. Michael Brown's parents, instead of owning any amount of responsibility for his lack of character, came out and said, burn this biatch to the ground, talking about the town, when they didn't get their way. They themselves exhibited the exact same behavior that Michael Brown exhibited. We know where he learned it from. His parents didn't respect authority. They didn't respect the safety and the welfare of their fellow neighbors in Ferguson. They wanted to burn Ferguson to the ground when they didn't get their way. Pretty telling. Coming right back, 888-340-3373. Still time for your call, 888-340-3373. Kevin and Raleigh, we're going to get to you. And we still have two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. The question is it racist to teach children to obey the police officers? Franklin Graham said if we would do that, we would have fewer kids dying in police shootings. And when he did, the left came after him like he needed to be put in jail himself. In fact, until the blood is drained from his corpse, they won't be happy. Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough, this is Kevin McCullough, 888-340.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's Bald McCullough Live from a beginning to be quieted down New York City. We did have some nice spring weather today after our final snow shower of the season yesterday. Hopefully it's the last one. Anyway, Kevin McCullough in for Bald McCullough tonight. And don't forget, if you're one of the next 10 people to call the My Beats people, you're going to get the Beat the Odds book for free. Get some free beats for yourself. Start learning about how to get your circulation feeling great. You'll feel the effect within the 20 minutes after you take the shot. And the phone number to get your free beats and to get your free book, 800-539-2213, 1-800-539-2213. They're going to give you a free month's worth of Super Beats when you call. You can also go online and get them, mybeats.com. That's mybeats.com or 800-539-2213. Let's go to line two. Kevin's calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. And, Kevin, you may get our last word in tonight. Is it racist to teach our children to obey the police?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'm a police officer here myself in North Carolina, and my wife is as well. It is absolutely, positively, unequivocally not racist to teach your children and other children to respect and obey authority. I mean, if we are like Christians and we're supposed to be Christ-like, Christ obeys authority, and so should we. I've been in law enforcement now for over 10 years, and I can tell you a lot of people get themselves in trouble just with their mouth alone. And it could be one of those things where, you know, you can get, you know, let off by a police officer or, you know, a citation, and it winds up them just having to go to jail because they talked themselves into a ticket or they talked themselves into going to jail.
What's the old saying? It's better. The old saying, better to be thought a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt. It's really true.
Absolutely.
Kevin, and the other thing that I think that it's interesting about your situation, and I'm noting this in my column tomorrow, is that the diversity of police forces across the country are becoming increasingly more diverse. And in some cases, like in New York and Chicago, the diversity of the force outpaces the population of the metro area. You may have as many as 40% in a major metro area be African-American, where you don't have that many residents. So I don't buy this thought that Franklin Graham is racist in his view toward. I think he's trying to help kids not die, and I have an appreciation for that. Your final thought?
What I just wanted to say is, you know, since our economic downfall, we've gotten a different dynamic of police officers today, and this is something people should pay attention to and address. And we have people in law enforcement now that wouldn't ordinarily be there because of just our economic downfall. And so we're dealing with police officers now who have never even dealt with African Americans or people other than their own race. And, you know, that within itself is, I'm starting to see, it's kind of becoming somewhat of a problem in law enforcement. And the way to address that is through training.
Sure. I agree with that. Hey, Kev, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for serving the public and being a good citizen and a good person of faith. Kevin McCullough is my name. I hope you have a great Lord's Day tomorrow. And we'll see you next week here on Bald McCullough Live.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.